link in the chain of aeronautical history on this moment of Indiana history. Indiana's place in the history of flight is well secured by French-born civil engineer Octave Chanute, who experimented with non-motorized gliders in Indiana's dunes in the 1890s. But Chanute's immediate successors, the Wright brothers, were the beneficiaries of another bit of Hoosier ingenuity as well. The Indianapolis Chain and Stamping Company started cranking out bicycle chain in 1890, just as the nation started to go berserk about biking. In rented rooms on South Street, the company started on $5,000, boomed quickly, and in 1895 moved into a large factory constructed on the site later occupied by the RCA Dome. Owners of a bike shop in Dayton, Ohio, the Wright brothers were agents for the Indianapolis Chain Company. The plane they designed and first flew successfully in the North Carolina dunes on December 17, 1903, used seven different kinds of specially designed chain from the Hoosier firm. The Wright brothers also took advice from the company's president, L.M. Wainwright, in working out the plane's bicycle chain-driven propeller system. As the biking vogue diminished, Indianapolis Chain moved increasingly into producing roller chain for power transmission and conveyor belts. Having purchased the company in 1904, Wainwright changed its name to Diamond Chain and Manufacturing. The company relocated in a new factory on Kentucky Avenue and West Street in 1917, where it is still housed. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.